This is podcast. This is episode 23, and I'm with Elizabeth. Elizabeth, give do a shout out or something. So we're gonna actually be talking about self-esteem and what it actually means to have like a godly self-esteem. So what is your outlook on self-esteem?
Have a couple of things solid foundation of all things. One of them is God's blood for us. And the Bible says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And
in John 3,
it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with an unfailing kindness. So knowing that in spite of anything, in spite of how great or how lowly you are, everlasting love has not changed, nor will it ever change. And having a solid foundation of that, I think, is really key.
Wow, that's really good. And what would you say to the people, like, who are just like, I just feel like I am not enough? What would you say to, you know, the people who believe that lie from the enemy?
Well, I would want to sort of tell you a story that spans probably 40 years. And it starts in Numbers 13:33. And it starts with the children of Israel, three of the 10 spies, you know, Joshua, Caleb,
yes.
And other spies were sent to scout out the land of Canaan. But 10 of the spies came back with a negative report. They say, we are grasshoppers. There are giants there, and we are grasshoppers in our own sight and in theirs. And they thought, they obviously thought they weren't enough. And because of their belief that they weren't enough, they weren't enough. They couldn't go in and take the land because they believed that in themselves.
Wow.
But that story isn't even finished. Because if you go into Joshua 2, verses 9 to 11, Joshua is like, this is 40 years later. They're now finally doing what God has told them to do 40 years earlier, and they couldn't do because of their belief. But they're talking to Rahab, and Rahab, she goes, you know, we heard about all the stuff that your God did. We heard that he was absolutely incredible, and we were shaking and trembling in fear because of him all these years.
Wow.
They believed they weren't enough, and literally everyone else believed they were, because they considered their own self and not the ability of God.
I want to hit on something. Do you think, like, a lack of self-worth is a lack of identity of the cross? You know what I'm saying? It's a lack of understanding who Jesus is.
Yeah, it's a lack of understanding who we are in that. You know, understanding that it was a trait. The cross was a trait. It was all we are for all Jesus is.
That's yes.
That's how it's always viewed, the cross. And that's how it's always viewed, that it's just all we are for all he is. So all Jesus was is all we are. And he took away all that negative, worthless, he took it. That's not our identity, because it's gone. We have Christ's identity now.
Yes. And, you know, that's the saddest thing, though, I think, when Christians just do not know who they are. You know what I'm saying? When they're still believing the lies of the enemy. So I want you to just, like, encourage, you know, maybe you could share, like, your story on this, like, what it took for you to believe that you were enough because of the blood of Jesus. Not because of anything that we are, okay? I'm really reiterating that to the listeners. But because of the blood of Jesus.
It was just continually... It was just being in the Word. Honestly, seeing all the people that God used and knowing it's not even possible. Like, these people are worse things than I have ever got there. Have ever even thought about doing. And Apostle Paul, like, he literally killed Christians. He was literally the very thing that he represents now. And realizing that if God used them, what's to stop God from using me? What would be the hindrance there? Like, honestly, your sin is not enough to separate you from God.
Ooh, say that again. That's good.
You're saying, in comparison, the blood of Jesus is not enough to separate you from God.
Yes.
I mean, yes, sin was like a river that separated you from God, but Jesus built the bridge there. Your sin is no excuse for you not to come to God anymore.
Ooh.
Like, cross the bridge of Jesus. Come on.
That's good.
And it also makes sense because you are your old ways, your insecurities and your flaws, you're on one side of the river. Cross the river of Jesus and get to God's side.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I think a lot of time, you know, we have self-esteem issues because why? Because we're putting it on ourselves.
Yes.
I don't know if you, can you agree with me on that? Because a lot of the times we have self-esteem issues because we either have, in this generation, we either have people who really love themselves, you know what I'm talking about, or the people who really hate themselves.
Yes.
And the main objective, though, is the person cares about themselves way too much or way too little. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. The Bible says in Psalms 10:4, in his pride, the wicked man did not seek him. He's talking about God. And in all his thoughts, there's no room for that. So what that super high or even super low self-esteem does is it focuses all the attention on you and all the attention off of God. And
yes.
If you're focused on God, you're not concerned about you not being enough because you know that through him, you're enough. God is capable of using anyone. If you're so focused on yourself, you will never, ever be able to do what God has called you to do.
Oh, you need to say that again.
If you think that you really are something or something high and mighty, you're not.
Has a different story, absolutely. But I used to struggle with self-esteem, and I know a lot of people have a hard time believing that, but I used to have a hard, and then I'm looking at the dominator, and it was like me caring way too much about what other people were thinking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's actually impossible to please God if you care too much, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, should we be pleasers of God or pleasers to man? I mean, we have a clear choice. There are going to be times when the two intersect, when the two cross, and if you're pleasing God, you're definitely not pleasing man.
Yes.
So, I mean, just deciding right from the get-go, I'm not going to care what people think, I'm going to care what God thinks.
Yes.
Crucial to fulfilling anything that God has called us to do.
Yes.
Just deciding, I can't be bothered with that. I can't be bothered by the criticism, and I can't be elated by the praise.
Exactly. Yes, thank you. Amen. And it's one of those things, too, like, you know, one of the scripture that comes to my mind when we're talking about self-esteem, it's, in my weakness, he is strong.
Mm-hmm.
And now, see, that's humbling for our flesh, isn't it? Because
yes.
Our flesh is like, I got it. No, you really don't. And it's like, you know, even God was telling me to stay humble because my humbleness will remind me of my need of a Savior. And I like that because too often than not, we forget our need for a Savior. When in our everyday life, oh, I got this. You need the Holy Spirit just to be able to get up in the morning.
You know, Keith Moore was talking, and he said specifically, don't try and do this. And I'm saying specifically to anyone listening, don't try and do this. But what he did was, he was trying to understand the grace of God and how God graces people. And so he was asking God about that. And so for like a day, like the grace just lifted.
Wow.
And so like an entire day. And he goes on and he said, he couldn't even function. He could barely put sentences together, let alone preach. He had to get to the service that he was going to preach. He couldn't even function. He was at the basis level. And obviously, do not do this. God, you did that one time through him for our example. Please don't do that. You're going to get yourself into trouble.
Yeah, and
it really does go to show, you know, we need the grace of God for everything.
Yes, absolutely. Because if we try to do it on our own, that goes back to, like, having our identity in the wrong place. And some of you might be listening and going, like, well, what does our identity have to do with our self-worth? Everything. Because if you don't know who you are in the spiritual aspect, you're not going to function correctly. I mean, there was years, Elizabeth, when I was dealing with self-esteem issues, and I finally, like, broke free. I think it was my third year as a Bible school student. And you know what's crazy was God probably wanted to heal me from that longer, you know what I'm saying? But we're so stubborn. That's the problem. We're so stubborn. We've, you know, and a lot of it was like feeling unworthy and inadequate, like Jeremiah, you know? Oh God, I'm just not worth it. And we think that that's humility, but honestly, I think that's false humility. You know what I'm saying? That's like, oh, God, don't waste your time with me. I mean, that's like the world's definition of humility. And I like when God corrects him. Like, don't you say you're not a prophet. Like, how do you know? You know, you weren't around in the foundations of the earth when I created you. And in the not, we forget that. You know what I'm saying?
I think we can all do to go back to the parable of the prodigal son. And like the prodigal son, he went back to God and he said, or his father, and he said, I'm not worthy to be your son, make me a servant.
Yes.
But God said, no, you are my son. You are my son. Come, let me clothe you in my robe. Let me put a ring on your finger. Let me put shoes on your feet. Let me elevate you again to this sonship. And you can, and I'm sure you can bet, you know, after that, the son was very willing to work and very willing to do whatever his father requested of him, like a servant. But that didn't negate his sonship.
Mm.
And knowing that God is our father, that we are his children, regardless of what we've done, it's crucial. I keep saying that, but it is. We need to know our relationship with God.
Yes.
We need to understand who he is and who we are in relation to that. We are sons.
Absolutely.
We are daughters. And I'm gonna say this. Yes, we are daughters.
Yes.
As God, because we're female. But in the cultural aspect of it, it was sons that inherited that brought on the family name. And in that aspect, we are sons of God. I mean, obviously, we're still daughters of God, female, and all that, but in terms of heirship, we are heirs according to the promise. We are the sons of God.
Yes. Come on.
Female or male, we are sons of God because we have the ability to access what he has access to.
Mm.
We have the ability to receive what he bought and purchased.
Yes. That is so good. And, you know, it's one of those things that I don't know if you can relate, because you said that you had a hard time with self-esteem and stuff before, so you can relate. I don't know if you can relate, but when I had that, it was a hard time for me receiving from God or people, you know, when people wanted to bless me with stuff. It was always like that mentality, like, I'll pay you back. You know what I'm saying? Can you relate to that?
Absolutely. And I'll say, even like being around people, like receiving attention, talking to people, I would actually step away from people and call a conversation short because I had this messed up mentality that they didn't actually want to talk to me. They were just being nice.
Mm.
So I would walk away and not put them through the suffering.
Mm.
You know, that was totally like, not only did God probably wants to speak to me through them. God might have wanted to speak through me to them. You know? Like, God, what if God had something there for me and for them that I cut short, you know? Like, we can't do that.
Yes.
Allow ourselves to limit what God wants to do. Like,
and yes.
God gave you a calling. You can't negate that because of who you are.
Exactly. And it's kind of selfish, too, if you think about it, because if God's trying to send someone to prophesy over you or to bless you with something, it kind of comes across as like you're better than that. You know what I'm saying? Even if that's not your intention, that's kind of like the vibe you give across. And it's like it's funny because you'll be praying for the blessings. But then when the blessings come, if you're not at that place of maturity of being able to receive it, you block it out. And girl, I would block out but God would like restore and redeem it to where the people were relentless. Yes. And you know, I want you to pray, and I want us to pray together for these people that are struggling with self-worth and stuff, but I want to hit on this, you know, because if someone is sowing into your life, it's not because of you. Oh, I know, that's going to humble you guys. This podcast is meant to humble you. I know some of you are going to listen to it, ooh, self-worth, and then you're going to get, we're going to get into your kitty litter, but that's good. That means you're learning. But if someone's blessing you, that doesn't mean necessarily they're blessing you. They're blessing the anointing that's on you. And that's the principle. That's the principle you have to learn. Because if you think it's all about you, oh my Lord Jesus, you're going to miss it. But I just, you know, and people, women, oh my Lord, you got to quit criticizing your body. Like, oh my Jesus. The magazines are all Photoshopped. Like, why do you look at those things? Why do you look at the TV and like, oh, I want to look like her? You got your body, okay? You got curves. If you don't, whatever. Accept what you have. Like, let's quit trying to, like, put our bodies down because we don't look like a supermodel. Because, newsflash, all the supermodels, 9 out of 10 times, they airbrush them to make them look like they have the body that you want. So none of that stuff's real. What would you say with that? Like, because I feel like a lot of women struggle with this. And this is all relating to this.
You're a vessel of honor. Your body is a vessel of honor. And whether you like the way it's shaped or not, it is a vessel of honor. And it's up to us to treat it as such. Not just with accepting the way we look, although that is important, but also, I mean, if you're eating healthy and you're exercising, even if you still have a little more poundage than you'd like, if you're treating your body like the vessel of honor and you love yourself the way God loves you, then what's the problem?
Exactly.
Like, see yourself through God's eyes and treat yourself as God's temple, and all will be fine.
And, you know, I'm going to hit with this before we pray. I used to be very critical of my body, and then the Holy Spirit convicted me, Elizabeth. He said, like, why are you discarding the work of art that I made? So, see, you don't realize, you might not like it, but God made it for a reason. He gave you that particular body, that particular personality. Oh yeah, I'm hitting all your buttons here. He gave you all the things that you don't like, not necessarily for you, but for other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, your personality, you might have that crazy laugh or whatever, but you gotta learn to accept it, because you can only be you. So, do you have anything else to add to that? I know that's like a mouthful, but...
just understanding the stuff of you. Mm-hmm. And if you can't accept that basic love, then, I mean, it's a God's love that sent Jesus to the cross.
Yes.
It's Jesus' love that received you and saw presence with you. The Holy Spirit's beloved is speaking to you right now through this podcast or the Word of God. Whenever you hear it, it's always going to be the Holy Spirit. And if you can't submit that, if you can't receive God's love, how can you be a true Christian? How can you be a true disciple of God?
Wow, that's deep, Elizabeth. Yes. And, you know, it's like, also, we need to get to that place where, like, David was. I am wonderfully and fearfully made. He wasn't boasting on himself. He was boasting on the Creator.
Yeah.
And
what have we ever really, really done for ourselves that God hasn't enabled us to do?
Mm.
What can we really trace back to 100% us?
Wow. Say that one more time. That is so good. You're giving me, like, little nuggets and the people who are listening, girl.
Mm. What? God has done literally all. All it takes is for us to walk in that. And just understanding, I'm walking in the place of the Holy One.
Yes.
Like, God has appointed me to walk in the place of the Holy One. Like, whether you feel like you deserve it or not, don't deny the fact. God has anointed you to walk in the place of the Holy One. He has made you holy to walk in the place of a Holy One.
Oh, Elizabeth. So that means it's not just for the pastors?
I know.
Wait, what? That means the anointing is for everyone? We're not like in the Old Testament where it's just for the few?
No, God wants you to talk to the person.
Wow.
That you will be next to. God wants on that cripple lady in Walmart. God wants
come on.
You. And that is a fact. That whether you feel very anointed or not, those are feelings.
Yes.
They are subject to the truth of the Word of God.
Yeah. Oh, girl, you need to say that again because people struggle with that. Feelings
however
are subject to the Word
feel,
of God.
Mm. However you feel, it don't matter.
Mm.
God gave you feelings. Being dictated right now by the flesh.
Ooh, girl.
Until you submit your entire soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions to the Word of God, until you get all those to line up, just know, if they don't line up, they're lying. They're
yeah.
Lying.
And they're girl, lying. Your flesh would have you do stupid things, too.
Yeah. How many people are born out of wedlock are there because
oh my gosh, girl, don't even get me started on that.
I mean, just submit your feelings, whether you're worthy, whether you're not worthy, it don't matter how you feel or how you think you are.
Yes.
The Word says, I have appointed you, in 1 Peter 2:9, let's see if I can get it right, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people, that's what you are.
Yeah, and it's like, why would you want to trust your feelings anyway? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, some days it's like you're happy or whatever, and then the next minute you're all depressed or whatever. Like, why would you trust your feelings? Just rather stay in that place of joy, okay? Because happiness, I heard one prophet say this, and this is so true, Elizabeth. He said, happiness becomes because of happenings, means something's happening. Unhappiness is because of unhappenings. So he said, the only way we can monitor our life is by joy. Because joy is always there. And it should be there if you're a Christian listening to this. You should not lose your joy. But I want to pray for those people. Because I feel this in my, I feel a fire in my belly, Elizabeth. That means I need to do this. And I want you to pray with me about people who had self-esteem issues or, you know, just... We're going to let the Holy Ghost lead us on this.
Okay.
Lord, I just thank you right now for these people that are listening. I thank you, Lord, that they would know that their identity is found in you. It's not found in the world. It's not found in these magazines. It's not found in whatever this world has to offer. And I thank you, Lord, that even people who watch this, oh Jesus, they will not find their validation in man or woman. They'll find their validation in you alone. Oh, Jesus. Yes. Put them at a place of brokenness for a season to make them realize that all they need is found in you. That they won't find their validation in anybody else, Lord Jesus. Allow worship to arise in them like never before. And I thank you, Jesus, that you'll mark people. You'll set people apart when they listen to this podcast. That it won't just be a great sermon or whatever, but that they... that it will impact lives and it will touch lives and it will transform lives. And I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, hallelujah. Lord, I ask you to flood these listeners with your love. Flood them with your love. Flood them with your changeable love. Let them know that
yes,
they
Jesus.
Are chosen, that they are appointed, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wrap them up. Wrap them up in your love and in your Spirit. You let them know that you are willing to use them, that you are willing to use them right where they are. Lead them through your word and through your spirit, and help them find who they are in you. Help them every time they see what Jesus did. They
yes,
say, I can do that.
Jesus.
Every time they see Jesus love someone, I can do that.
Yes.
Help them find their identity in Christ alone and not in whatever this world has to offer.
Yes, Jesus. Amen, girl. I
Amen.
Mean, when we have podcasts, man, I don't know if you feel it, but it's like lit. Like Holy Ghost, man.
Oh, I don't think I ever talk as much as I ever do on your podcast.
Praise God. Praise God. That means God's stretching you. He's preparing you.
Absolutely. Getting ready. Whatever it is.
I mean, you be faithful with a little, and God will promote you to much. But we gotta do the little first.